When you go through a major disappointment, you don't want to tell anybody about it. When you go through a major loss, the natural human reaction is to pull back, to isolate. Said, I'll handle it by myself. I don't need anybody else. You want to keep it a secret. When you've had a loss, a failure, a mistake, a crisis, you typically pull in and isolate. Bad idea. Bad idea. The natural reaction is withdraw when God says, no, you need friends in your life at that point.
Pastor Rick Warren says, in order to have the courage to stand up for Christ in a time when doing so can be difficult, you've got to know what you believe and why you believe it. You also have to understand non-Christian worldviews so you can more effectively share the hope of Christ with people around you. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad that you've joined us. Today we begin a series called Uncommon Courage. Now, just before we get started, we want to invite you to take a sneak peek at Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life while you're listening to today's message. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Courage to Keep Going.
You know, I've discovered something very profound. Life is hard. It's often disappointing. And the fact is, life doesn't always cooperate with my plans. Have you noticed that? In fact, my plans rarely turn out the way I planned them to. Things fall apart, things go wrong, people disappoint, plans don't happen. Even the things we pray for. A lot of things we pray for, things we want them to happen a certain way, and it doesn't end up happening that way. And our prayers aren't answered the way we wanted. You know, a lot of people, after a major loss or a major failure, they just pull into a shell. They kind of isolate themselves, and they just basically say, okay, my life's over. And they basically stop living and just start existing. They're kind of putting in the time and waiting for it to all end. They're not really living anymore. On the other hand, there's some people that no matter what life throws at them, they just get back up and get right back into the game. They have amazing resilience. You knock them down, they get back up. You knock them down, they get back up. You knock them down, they get back up and do better than they did before. Paul was a guy like that in the Bible. St. Paul had amazing resilience. He had an amazing ability to keep on keeping on when everybody else felt like giving up. The Bible says this in verse 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians 4. Paul said, we're pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed and broken. We're perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We're hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. Now, where do you get that kind of resilience? I want that kind of resilience. I want you to have that kind of resilience. Where do you get the kind of courage to keep on going when every bone in your body wants to give up, wants to throw in the towel, says, okay, I've just been hurt too many times. Forget it. No more. I'm going to build a wall around my life. The problem is when you build a wall to keep the pain out, you also keep the love out. And you end up existing, not living. This morning, I want us to look at how do you have the courage to keep going? And specifically, I want us to look at what do you do when you feel like giving up? Now, the classic passage on this in the Bible is the book of Job. Job is the oldest book in the Bible. You know the story of Job. Job was the wealthiest man in the world in his day. He was the most prominent man in the world, and he was the most influential man in the world. And on one day, in a 24-hour period, his entire life fell completely apart. First place, he lost his entire wealth. All of his flocks, all of his cattle, all of his goats, his farms, everything was destroyed in one day. All of his children were murdered by terrorists the same day. And also in that same period of time, he contracted a terribly painful, chronic, and terminal illness. Now, you think you've had a bad day? I mean, Job had a PhD in pain. He had a PhD in loss. He had a PhD in handling a crisis of life. And I want to tell you that no matter what you go through, and I'm not downgrading or belittling what you're going through, it's nothing compared to what Job did in one 24-hour period. And yet, from his life, we learn some things to do. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like, I don't have the energy to go one more step, I'm just going to chuck it. I'm going to give up on my marriage. I'm going to give up on my job. I'm going to give up on my dream. I'm going to give up on my health. It's over. I'm done. Finished. If you'll do what Job did, you'll make it through. So let's look at it. Let's get right into it. Six things that Job did in his life on how to have the courage to keep going when you feel like giving up. Number one, when you've had a major loss, the first thing you need to do is this. Tell God exactly how you feel. Just vent. Just get it all out. All that frustration, you just need to tell it to God. You unload all your feelings. You release all your frustrations. Maybe you don't realize this, but when you trust God with your negative emotions, that's actually an act of worship. In the very first chapter of Job, after everything fell apart in his life, Job says this, verse 20. Job stood up, tore his robe in grief, shaved his head, then he fell to the ground and he worshiped. Now, what's he doing here? He is physically, visibly expressing his pain to God. He stands up, he tears his robe. You got to be pretty mad to start tearing your own clothes off. He tore his robe in grief, shaves his head, that's an act of humility, falls to the ground and worships. Anytime you go through a major loss in life or a major disappointment, you're going to experience four emotions. The first is anger. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? That's the natural reaction, anger. The second you're going to have is grief. What have I lost? What have I lost? The third you're going to have is shock. What do I do now? I can't believe this is happening. I just can't believe it. And the fourth is fear. What's going to happen next? When you have these four things, anger and grief and shock and fear, what am I supposed to do with them? You express them to God. That's the first thing you need to do. You don't suppress it. You don't repress it. You don't express it, you know, vomit it on somebody else. You confess it. You tell God how ticked off you are. And you know what? Here's a little surprise for you. God can handle your anger.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Uncommon Courage. And there's more coming up. But when you have a minute, be sure to check out PastorRick.com for tons of great resources. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for his free daily email devotional and podcast. You can follow Rick on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. If you like, you can just text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much in advance for your support.
Here's what people just like you are saying about Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Listening to the Daily Hope broadcast has really impacted my life in so many ways. In the practical teaching that Daily Hope offers, it's been life-changing for me. Even for someone who's been a believer their entire life, I still continue to grow, and I am so thankful for the ministry and what you guys do.
What is God doing in your life through this broadcast? Email us and let us know at rick@pastorrick.com. You can listen every day to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope on this station or at PastorRick.com, the Daily Hope app, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Monday through Friday, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Rick Warren.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
When you have these four things, anger and grief and shock and fear, what am I supposed to do with them? You express them to God. That's the first thing you need to do. You don't suppress it. You don't repress it. You don't express it, you know, vomit it on somebody else. You confess it. You tell God how ticked off you are. And you know what? Here's a little surprise for you. God can handle your anger. God can handle your frustration. He can handle your emotions. You know why God can handle your emotions? Because He gave them to you. The only reason you have emotions is because you're made in the image of God, and God is an emotional God. God has feelings. Did you know that? God has feelings. The only reason you get sad is because God has sadness. The only reason you can get angry is because God gets angry. God gets frustrated. God's patience is tested. God understands all of these things because God is an emotional God, and God can handle your anger. It's like a little two-year-old having a temper tantrum, beating on the knees of a parent. A parent can handle that. And God is bigger than your emotion. So it's okay to tell God exactly how you feel. And when you've prayed for a promotion and it didn't happen, and when a loved one walks out of your life and you've been betrayed and you've been rejected, when you've been laid off, when you get the dreaded call, it's cancer, and all, it's okay to tell God, God, I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm sick, I'm frustrated, I'm ticked off, I doubt. God can handle your complaints. He can handle your questions. He can handle your fear. He can handle your doubt. He can handle your grief, because God His love for you is bigger than all your emotions. Now, the thing I love about Job is he's flat out brutally honest. He doesn't mince around with words. Job chapter 7, verse 11, Job says, when he'd lost it all in one day, he says, I can't be quiet. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I have to speak. In other words, if I don't speak, I'm going to pop. You see, when you have negative emotions in your life, if you swallow your emotions, your stomach keeps score. If you don't talk it out to God, you're going to take it out on your body. And to have all the emotions, like you just had a major disappointment. You spent all your money building a business and it went bankrupt. And you go, wait a minute, I prayed for this and I asked God to bless it. What's going on here? And you're angry and you're upset. That's like shaking up a Coke bottle. If you don't express it to God, it's going to come out sideways in some weird behavior 6 months down the road, in a compulsion, in an addiction, in an affair, in some other self-destructive behavior. It will express itself one way or the other. You need to get it out. So Job says, I can't be quiet. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I got to speak. And if you study the book of Job, Job starts off with confusion. Why is this happening to me? And then he goes to complaining. I don't like what's happening to me. And finally starts making bold accusations of God. God, you're not a nice God. And God just takes it all. He handles it. You see, the right response to unexplained tragedy is not grin and bear it. Some people think everything happens, goes wrong in your life, you're just supposed to say, well, praise the Lord. No, that's insincere. That's fake. That's phony. That's false. God wants you to be authentic with Him. God's not looking for pious platitudes, but He's honestly interested in your honest struggles with him. Now, I know what I'm going to tell you next is going to shock you. I have three children, and this may surprise you, but sometimes they question my judgment. Can you believe that? They question my judgment. Now, my kids never doubt that I love them. They know I love them. And they never doubt that I've been on this planet longer than they have. And they never doubt that I've had more experience than they have. But sometimes they do question my wisdom. And you know what? I'd rather have an honest, gut-level conversation with them than have them stuff it. And so would God. God would rather have you wrestle with him in anger than walk away in detached apathy. Wrestling is a contact sport. In the Bible, when Jacob wrestles with God, God doesn't mind that because wrestling, you're up front. You're in close contact. You're up there together. God would much rather have you voicing your doubts and fears and being up close to him than walk away and be the silent person and be apathetic and just detached. Lamentations chapter 2 verse 19 says this. Cry out in the night. Pour out your heart like water. Pour it out like water in prayer to the Lord. When was the last time you cried out in the night? When was the last time you poured out your heart like water to God? You know, in the Bible, there are many, many examples of godly people who expressed their frustration to God, and God handled it. It's okay. God can handle it. One time, Jeremiah says, God, you deceived me. I think you lied to me. I think you promised this, but this happened here. I think you deceived me, God. God handled it. Naomi one time said, call me bitter because God has made my life bitter. Now, she got around. She came around, but in that moment, that's the way she felt. One time David said, I've taken the worst you can hand out, God, and I'm fed up. That's it. But he always came back. And the same thing with Job. Although Job questioned God's wisdom and wonders what's going on, and he's spouting off and he's admitting all his frustration, he's still in the root of his life, trust God. But that's the first step. You got to get it out. Step number two. Second thing you do when you feel like giving up and you need the power and the courage to keep on is accept help from others. That's the second thing Job does. You need to accept help from others because God doesn't intend for you to handle all the pain or all the loss or all the stress in your life by yourself. We were wired for each other. We need each other. We are social beings. The first thing God said in the Garden of Eden is, it's not good for man to be alone. We're made to be in relationships. Now, here's the problem. When you go through a major disappointment, you don't want to tell anybody about it. When you go through a major loss, the natural human reaction is to pull back, to isolate. Say, I'll handle it by myself. I don't need anybody else. You want to keep it a secret. When you've had a loss, a failure, a mistake, a crisis, you typically pull in and isolate. Bad idea. Bad idea. The natural reaction is withdraw when God says, no, you need friends in your life at that point. Job chapter 6 says this, verse 14. When desperate people give up on God Almighty, their friends at least should stick with them. I love that verse. God says, even if you don't believe in God, at that point, you still need good friends to stick with you. A friend walks in when everybody else walks out. And you need people in your life. The New International Version says, even a despairing man deserves the devotion of his friends, even if he forsakes Almighty God, the fear of the Almighty. In other words, there will be times in your life when you are in so much pain, you go, I don't even believe in God right now. Okay, you need to have some friends to say, that's all right, we'll believe God for you right now. There are going to be times in your life say, I don't have any faith right now. I'm just full of doubt. I don't have any faith. That's when you need people to go, that's okay. We will have faith for you. We will trust God for you in this moment. This is why you need a small group. Small group is a safety net. In this church, 32,000 people in this church are in small groups. I don't worry about them. I worry about those of you who aren't in a small group, because when the crisis comes, who's going to pull you through? You see, you haven't helped anybody else through their crisis, so who's going to help you? This is why we need each other. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage each other and give each other strength. Now that's a command. God commands us to bear each other's burdens. I'm supposed to help you when you're going through your losses and tough times, and you're supposed to help me when I go through my losses and tough times. And that's why we need small groups. And if you're not in one, you need to get in a small group. You need to go out to the patio and sign up for one after this service is over. Now, I've been in the group I'm in for many, many years, but I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't want to go to small group. I don't feel like going to small group. Now, you never felt that, I know. But sometimes I just go, I am so tired, I'd like to just lay on the couch and watch TV tonight. And I don't always feel like going to group. But you know what? I have never been to a group that I didn't go, I got something out of that. I needed that. And usually when I don't want to go is when I need it the most. I need it the most. We are to encourage each other. Look at the next verse. By helping each other with your troubles, you obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? It's this. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the law of Christ. It's mentioned about 7 times in the Bible. And so every time you help somebody who's going through their pain, and they're saying, I'm doubting, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm full of fear, I'm crushed. And you say, it's okay, I will believe God for you, I will help you, I will lift you up. Then you're fulfilling the law of Christ.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to request a copy or a copy of the entire series. And while you're at it, sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And remember to click on his social media links too. What does it take to become more loving? Live more peacefully. Develop patience. Have self-control. In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Well, here's how. In the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now, or just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, if you like, you can just text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. And thanks so much in advance for your support. Now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, I really like to end these broadcasts by reading some of the letters that come in from you. They always encourage me, and I think when I read them, they encourage you. This one's from a woman named Joy. She says, thank you so much, Pastor Rick, for the Daily Hope devotional messages that are emailed to me. They help me get through tough times. She said, I feel like I didn't have the right to question God, but I wondered why He was letting me experience all these things. But now, through these devotionals, I look on what's happening as a challenge for my betterment. And I may not know all of God's reasons in this moment, but I believe that God will not let me down, and instead I believe He'll guide me in the right path where His help, His guidance, His forgiveness, and His blessings and His prayers are always abundant. Thank you. Signed, Joy. Well, thank you, Joy. I'm encouraged by your faith, and I know other people will be too who hear this letter. You know, we can always trust that God's in control, even when we don't understand why things are happening. And it blesses me when I hear people like you finding hope. That's the whole purpose of this program. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue looking in God's Word for our daily hope.
This program was sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.